After public universities opened their doors to women, the chance to study music composition opened up as well. But the best-known, highest-paid composers still tend to be men. Composer Libby Larson is one notable exception. She is the eminent musician-in-residence at the University of Wyoming for the 2016-2017 academic year. She joined me to talk about her music and some of the biggest challenges still facing female composers.
The biggest enemy is benign neglect. So just not even thinking about you. Here's an example, which I think Jeffrey Kimpton, who's the director of Interlochen Academy.
It's a performing arts school for young people.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So I was invited to Interlochen several summers ago to kind of just take a look around and see how composing was working there and see whatever I could see. And it was a wonderful summer. And then I had a nice talk with him, and he said, well, what do you think is the biggest challenge here? And I said, invisibility. He just looked so puzzled. But I noticed that well over 50% of the campers were female. And only three pieces the whole summer were written by females. He said, well, what should we do? I said, 55% of your programming should be female composers. I mean, if we were going to look at this in terms of metrics. And nobody even thought of it. People were just sort of like dumbfounded. But it's so logical. If you have students learning to play, you know, in congregation, and they're female students and they're male students, and we're working on abstract music, it's only logical that the repertoire reflects in greater number than was reflected, you know, the gender makeup of the campers. And that's the issue. It's not gender politics. It's just the not even thinking about it. For women composers, I think that's the biggest issue.
How would you describe your style of composition and the sound of your music?
I was trained as a classical musician, and I write music in order to communicate what it's like to be alive. And so I use classical instruments, flutes, oboes, French horns, any instrument in the orchestra, as my voice. My music sounds like Americans sound, I've been told by people from other countries, that it's unmistakably American. I work from American English, which is its own distinct language, and use the vigor and the rhythm of both American English and American energy to inform the music that I write.
That was one of the things that I noticed listening to some of your pieces, is using English lyrics, especially American English lyrics, as opposed to Latin or another language, which can be very popular with composers setting works to other languages.
Yes, right.
And especially one of the ones that kind of jumped out to me was Buffalo Gals.
Oh, yes. That is not a phrase that would be invented in any other country but ours. We have buffalo and we have gals, right? And won't you come out tonight, has its own kind of rhythm. Just Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight. Naturally, the melody that arises from that is Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight. Just put pitch with it.
Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight, come out tonight, come out tonight.
Been composing for nearly 50 years.
Yes.
How do you continue to create new works, still be inspired, keep that passion alive?
That's not hard. I can tell you that because I am curious. There's only been one time that I can remember where I didn't have multiple ideas and energies going on in my mind, and that was after 9/11. I was in shock, just as we all were. No. And I just kind of went numb. I just couldn't find the hope to match the muse to make something new and fragile. But all the rest of the time, I always have, it's not even a wellspring. It's a flood of ideas all day long.
How did that come back to you after 9/11?
It was stages of grief. I got angry, you know, and I wrote a clarinet and piano piece in which that anger came out. After that piece, then my interior life found itself again.
You're here at the University of Wyoming this week, teaching some master classes, holding a concert. What other events are taking place throughout this year as you are the eminent musician in residence?
I'm coming back three more times, a week a piece, and there will be many performances of my works, meeting with the public, working with the students, working with the faculty, being present at concerts, but not only present, giving verbal program notes from the stage, which is another way of experiencing a concert when the composer's there. You know, also I'm going to the cooking stores, the bookstores, the bike stores, all the things that I'm curious about and, you know, conducting my life, and I'm going to be in the community.
Well, Libby Larson, it was such a pleasure to have you here today. Larson is the eminent musician in residence at the University of Wyoming this year. She is a composer. Thank you again.
Thank you.